Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The biggest moments in the games.
Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown. Unbelievable.
The biggest voices in sports.
I have to look in the mirror and I'm right. I have to be a better owner.
The heartbreak.
This team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
The celebrations.
It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz. Happy hump day, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025. And the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network, gets you your audio of the day. Hopefully, it's not a clip that I played 2 weeks ago and completely forgot about it. I guess we'll roll the dice and see. Bart, let's start here. We talked a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys yesterday and everyone's favorite subject, the Dallas Cowboys. We'll lead off with that. Here's Dak Prescott. Looks like he's not showing any signs of his hamstring injury. Looks like he's all systems go for off-season workouts, training camp right around the corner. They'll be reporting to California pretty soon. And one of the things he spoke about when he was speaking with the media is his new acquisition at wide receiver, George Pickens, who was acquired from the Steelers via trade. Dak Prescott, how long is it going to take you to gel with your new guy?
Not long. As I said, having dealt with the trades before, whether it be Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, I mean, when you turn on that guy's tape, he's getting separation. He's got separation even when he's not getting the ball at times. And hell, when he doesn't have separation, he's still making the catches that it's not going to be hard. For me, it's about getting that ball near that guy and letting him go be George Pickens. And go turn on the tape, he's ready to do it.
Well, you know what my comment's going to be.
Do I?
Where was that taped?
Yeah,
off of?
It sounded like he was recorded in a submarine.
It sounds like you can't. You know, back in the day when you'd hit play record on the double cassette player to get a song off the radio,
it sounds which like I did some, for my yeah, oh, I, for my answering machine.
I did too. It sounded like somebody was. Then trying to record that with a video camera and then trying to play that off of the video camera and re-record it onto the cassette player. The audio there got lost in translation a few times. Also getting lost in translation. Nah, it doesn't work. But what I want to say is I still think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be good. I still believe in Dak Prescott. And this is one of those takes where I don't really want to give you a reason. I don't know if I have a reason. I have watched him, and there has been times where Dak has looked like a top five quarterback. I promise you there have been. There's also been times where he hasn't, and he has not had good playoff success. Wherever you rank Dak Prescott, I always say I would probably rank him 4 or 5 spots higher minimum. I think he's a top 10 guy. I think a lot of other teams, if they had Dak Prescott, you would view him in a different light. And I will continue to believe in him and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, inevitably, what will happen is they will lose.
Mm-hmm.
Either late in the season or early in the playoffs, and everyone will laugh. I think most of my... No, I don't know. I think most of my Dak Prescott exuberance is truly, I do believe he's good. But a good chunk of that pie, at least a third, is a lot of you guys are going a little too far with the... I don't know. You're going to... I understand Cowboys, I hate them, but you're going a little too far. They're not as bad as you think they are, and so I feel like I have to defend them a little bit. I have to defend Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. I have to do that.
How about that? The Dallas Cowboys will look amazing in December, and then they will look like the Cowboys in January. By the way, I'm with you. I think Dak Prescott is easily one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. let's go to the Eli Manning, former Giants quarterback. He has two Super Bowl rings, inherently makes him better than Dak Prescott and the entire Dallas Cowboys. But one of the things he was trying to do was get into ownership with our beloved Giants. The Giants are exploring selling 10% stake of the team, but he says, nah, bro, I'm out, for pretty much the most obvious reason.
The Giants one, it's basically it's too expensive for me. I mean, these numbers are getting very big.
Even a 1% stake?
Yeah, a 1% stake is something valued at $10 billion. You know, it turns into a very big number. So, you know, I love the Giants, and I think it, you know, is deserving of that valuation. And, you know, it was going to affect my day job, so kind of had to pull out of the Giants deal.
What is 1% of 10 billion? 1% of 10 billion is 100 million.
What is 0.0001 of 100 million? Because I have that. I will buy that much for the Giants.
What is point? So then you might as well just buy the hot dog.
I don't make a lot of money. I work in radio, but I would love to own a piece of the Giants, even if it is a minute fraction that ultimately means nothing, like it's a $300 bond on a piece of paper. I will buy that.
Well, you know what I'm going to say?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. All you guys laugh at how the Packers sold stocks because you heard the word stock and think it needs to be profitable. But you know what's worth $300? Me being able to look down at you by saying, I am an NFL owner and you are not.
I want to own the Giants.
Own the Packers.
That's like saying you got it on the ground floor at Enron. Let's go to college football. Here's that was mean. I'm just salty that I'm not an NFL owner. But one day I will be. I will own a piece of the piece of the piece of the piece of the Giants. Let's go to Deion Sanders, everybody's favorite punching bag, or everyone's favorite teddy bear, depending on which side of the polarized aisle that you are on the Deion Sanders train. Deion Sanders, he spoke somewhere, and there was a bunch of microphones, and a lot of things are covered. He refused to talk about his health. Good for him. One of the things that I'm going to play here is what we really care about on the field. What are the expectations for the Colorado Buffaloes this season?
We want to win. We want to win at all costs. We want to be in that championship game, not here at the Star, but over in that other big house that Jerry's built. That's what we want to do. And that's what we're gearing up for. That's all we're playing for. We play to win. We don't just play to compete. Great question.
So what's going to be interesting with Deion Sanders is watching how much he likes coaching when his kids are not there. He has coached his kids, and now they are not there. I think Deion Sanders will like it. I think he will continue to coach. I don't think he's going to the NFL at any time. I never thought he was going to. I think Deion Sanders gets the ability to put more of a stamp on his team in a college setting than you would in an NFL setting. Now, how good is Colorado going to be this year? It depends on how much the branding in the last couple of years has worked. That's kind of been what it's been all about. And are they ready to come and play for Deion? Are they truly wanting to be Colorado Buffaloes? I do think it's like, there's a lot of kids that did not consider Colorado at all that now did because Deion's there at Colorado. And it's a simple fact. So it's just a matter of what kind of team he's been able to assemble. Him and Bill Belichick declining to be in the video game, by the way, which is stupid. Just be in the video game.
Yeah, very dumb because you can get some free money out of that. Let's go to the NBA real quick. DeAndre Ayton, he signed a 2-year, $16 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. Good for them because they really needed a big man ever since the last trade deadline in the regular season. They tried to get Mark Williams, and then they said, no, your physical stinks. So DeAndre Ayton will check out some boxes there, and here he is talking about why he joined the Lakers.
Being around the two best playmakers in the league, and just, you know, Laker Nation, you know, just having a fan base is, you know, just behind them is insane. I've never seen before, and just to be a part of it, knowing that the winning legacy that this organization has, I know the expectations, and I know that winning is a lot. It means a lot here.
This was a guy that 3 years ago signed a 4-year, $133 million offer sheet with the Indiana Pacers, which at the time was the largest in league history. Had that not been matched by the Suns and then the eventual deal that sent him to Portland, that certainly could have altered what we would have seen from the Pacers. You would think Miles Turner probably gone a lot sooner than he was. But a lot's changed in those 3 years. DeAndre Ayton to the Lakers doesn't seem to be moving the needle at all. It seems to be like, oh boy, now he's the Lakers' problem. That should be interesting how that works, how that all comes together. So it's kind of just, I mean, it's 3 short years, but the defensive efforts have certainly led to a lot of that conversation. We'll get into some NBA a little bit later.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.